Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You never hurt yourself in a smart way, right? You never say, oh, that was a real smart injury. It's always the dumbest.
It really is. And it happened to me Thanksgiving Day, of course. All the hustle and bustle. I've got all of the things cooking, all of the ovens going, the tabletop oven, everything. I had tried really hard to do my grandmother's yeast rolls. She's no longer with us, and I'm the only one in the family that's been able to get close to her recipe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you've got to put it in one of those big, heavy cast iron skillets. So it was crunch time. We were getting ready to pull everything out of the oven and set it all up for the buffet. And I reach for that cast iron skillet with no pot holder.
Oh. Right out of the oven?
I had taken it out of the oven and I had put it on top of the stove and I had gone to like do something else. You know, my dad is blind, so we've got to do things a certain way to kind of keep the hotter things back farther on the countertops.
Right.
Because he doesn't have any feeling in his fingertips, so he'd go by and touch it and just burn
Why don't
himself.
You just have him do all of the cooking then if he doesn't have feelings in his fingertips?
Well, because he usually does all the cooking, so I wanted to do something special this year because we were going to be home. And of course, dummy me, I just grabbed the handle of that stupid fire-hot cast iron, and my mom goes, I heard that sizzle. You might want to put your hand under the water.
Smell like burnt skin.
It was just the worst.
The cast iron tends to hold its heat. I think that's why people like to use it.
Mm-hmm. It seems like, Kara, it sounds like at your house with the cooking and your dad being blind and not have feeling, like you guys need like a restaurant list of like precautions and way you have to prepare food.
For sure.
They need a chef.
Yeah, right.
Is that the dumbest way anybody's ever hurt themselves? Let's do this at 404-741-0985. We have Debbie in East Point.
Yeah, with my daughter and her Girl Scout troop, we were dancing around and I really got into the music and whatnot and decided I can still do a cartwheel and a backflip like I used to do as a cheerleader.
Oh, no.
I was in my 40s. And probably a good 80 pounds heavier than I was when I was a cheerleader back in the day.
Did you break both wrists or just one wrist?
One wrist. And, you know, I did it and I hurt myself, but I didn't want to let on that I...
Right.
Oh, gosh.
As soon as I hit the floor with my wrist and then also with my ankle, I realized I'd done something not good.
Yes, like cracking a ramen noodle package in half.
Okay, so we have burned hand on cast iron, followed by doing a handspring in your 40s. Rhonda in Woodstock, how'd you hurt yourself?
I have this routine in the morning because I have naturally curly hair. So I get in the shower and I sling my head around so that my curls can fall well properly.
Right.
So... One time I did this and threw my whole back out.
Oh, no.
I couldn't get out of bed for a whole week.
They say it's better to look good than to feel good. So what do you do for your hair now?
I still do the same thing. I'm just more careful. I got to get my curls right.
It's all about those curls, man.
All right, Rhonda, have a great day, okay?
You as well.
I appreciate it. Definition of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. Tiffany in Douglasville, the dumbest way to hurt yourself is?
So I was checking my taser as I was getting ready to leave the house, and I popped it off about two good times to make sure it was good and charged, went to put it in its holster, and touched the metal prong right as I had just popped it. So I got a little jolt.
Oh, my gosh.
You tased yourself.
I did.
Okay, and based on the jolt that you got, is it a adequate form of protection?
Yes, it went straight to my wrist. Like, it went from the fingers that I hit to like my wrist, and that's where I felt it up to. So I think it works pretty well.
Are you always packing your taser?
I'm always packing something.
Right. You're like, let's put it this way. Don't come around. All right. Thank you very much for all the calls, and stay safe, would you?
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 725. We've got temperatures going to be cooling off, actually, throughout the day as winds pick up. It's 49 right now. What's going on, Kara?
If you do any kind of traveling or you're at the airport at all and you don't already have a Peach Pass, you may want to think about getting one, especially after hearing about their plans to expand what that little pass can do. So yes, usually you can get through traffic jams a little faster, but now they want to help you park too, at least at the airport to start. So you'll be able to zoom in and park, go on your trip, come back and leave, not have to keep up with that little ticket or stop at a machine.
Nice.
The toll will automatically be put on your Peach Pass and you're set off on your way.
Why don't they just make one card or even a chip that goes in your body that handles all of it?
It's called the Mark of the Beast, I believe.
Right? There you go.
Yeah, but those are fantastic, especially like if there's a big wreck on the interstate, you can hop into a Peach Pass lane or those express lanes and you just laugh.
But just the parking aspect of this, yeah. I think is really cool. So the airport's West Parking Garage will be the first to offer this next year, but they're hoping that to possibly expand that to some of our popular attractions too, like Stone Mountain and Lake Lanier Island,
cool.
And places like that. Wouldn't that make things a little more efficient?
My vision is already coming to life.
Unbelievable. Let's get a good feeling. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. So Landon Floyd lives in Smyrna, and he is crazy about Hot Wheels. He can tell you anything you want to know about him, and he's 6 years old. So one of Landon's friends started collecting Barbie dolls to donate to kids who are in hospitals and who won't have much of a Christmas this year. And Landon thought that the boys wouldn't really like to get a Barbie, so he decided to start his own toy drive for, can you guess, Hot Wheels. Wow.
I was upset because kids would not have any toys. And no mom, no dad, no bed.
Oh, so his goal was to get 100 or so Hot Wheels and donate them to Must Ministries and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. He bought the first, like, group of it with his own money from his piggy bank. And that was about a month ago. Since then, he's collected 400 with the help of his mom and some of his family members, posting some things on social media. And he's hoping to get more than that and to help out as many kids as possible. So I'm going to post his Amazon wish list to the Tad and Drex Facebook page if anybody wants to help him out.
So when the Hot Wheels are gifted to the other children, are the packages open or closed?
Oh, no, the packages are closed.
I know my five-year-old son would have this brilliant idea that would involve him purchasing Hot Wheels or having others purchase them. Right. He would play with them until he was tired of them, and then he would donate.
Daddy, you have to make sure they work.
Yeah, for the goodness of his heart.
Yeah.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Hello, Olivia and Duluth.
Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Olivia. Good luck.
Thanks.
So Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she pays you $100 cash. Okay?
Nice.
Question
Sounds
one.
Good.
It's estimated that Americans will spend $12 billion today, also known as Blank Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Question two. K-pop boy band BTS scored their fifth number one album. When B hit the top of the charts this weekend, what does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korea.
Number three. Jennifer Lawrence's family farm burned down over the weekend. Luckily, nobody was hurt. She played Katniss Everdeen in what movie franchise?
Hold on. I know this. Oh, shoot.
Three.
Oh, my God.
Two,
it totally
one.
Got out of my head.
All right. We got to move on.
Devastating. Number four. The Falcons beat the Raiders yesterday, 43-6 at the Benz. With our kicker making five field goals, how many total points did he score if he scored five field goals?
Okay, I know nothing of football.
How many points do you think you get for a field goal?
8 points.
All right, let's move on to question number five.
I'm sorry.
The new animated caveman movie, The Croods, pulled in $15 million over the weekend. What A-list actor voices the dad in the movie?
Nicolas Cage. That's all I know, I think.
Wow. Yes, bring Kara back in.
Yeah, you know, we want the person playing against Kara to win, and I don't think Kara's very good with kids' movies, so I try to write a kids' movie question in hopes that maybe something special will happen. Olivia did okay getting three right this morning.
Three right.
Especially that hard one there at the end.
All right, you ready, Kara? Same questions.
I'm ready.
Number one, it's estimated Americans will spend $12 billion today because it is Black Monday.
Cyber Monday.
That's what Olivia said, 1-1.
Number two, K-pop boy band BTS just scored their fifth number one album when B hit the top of the charts this weekend. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
And that's what Olivia said, 2-2.
Number three, Jennifer Lawrence's family farm burned down over the weekend. Luckily, nobody was hurt. She played Katniss Everdeen in what movie franchise?
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, it was right on the tip of Olivia's tongue, but she couldn't give it to us. 3-2.
Number four, the Falcons beat the Raiders yesterday 43-6 at the Benz. Our kicker made five field goals. How many total points is that?
15.
Olivia struck out swinging on that one. All right, it's 4-2. Kara's up.
And number five, the new animated caveman movie The Croods pulled in $15 million over the weekend. What A-list actor voices the dad in the movie?
I want to say Ryan Reynolds, but I don't think that's right.
Ryan Reynolds is in the movie. He plays Guy, but that's not the dad. Nicolas Cage plays the dad. And Olivia got that one right. All right, final score, 4-3. Closer than we thought. Olivia and Duluth, are you smarter than Kara, though?
I'm not smarter than Kara.
Kara, 915 wins and just 32 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Olivia.
It's all good.
We're going to play again tomorrow, 6:35 and 7:35, like we do every weekday morning. You could sign up in advance if you want at tadandrex.com. Have a great day, Olivia.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
It's Tad, Drex, and Kara all morning long. We've been talking about injuries and looking for the single dumbest injury in all of the Atlanta metro. The dumbest injury. Because urgent care apparently is the busiest on Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kara was just going around this weekend, just grabbing every cast iron pan she could with her bare hands.
Was it because of the booze, or was it because just like the pressure to do it right?
There was so
and get
much
moving?
Going on, and I just needed it moved out of the way, and I didn't have a pot holder, and it didn't even dawn on me that I would need one.
It's a classic game of one-upsmanship here. As all morning long, the injuries have been getting dumber and dumber, but this one might just take the cake. Laurel in Blairsville.
I actually injured myself on a toilet paper roll holder.
What? Toilet paper roll holder.
Wow, this could be it.
Yes.
I know. We want to crown you the queen of injuries right now. So how did you do that?
I was at work, and we had a function starting in like 2 minutes. And I ran downstairs to go to the bathroom, and I just yanked the toilet paper, and my arm wasn't clear of the little plastic teeth. Sliced my arm right open. I've got a scar from it and everything.
Oh, my gosh. A scar from it?
Yeah. It looks like I took a lemon zester to my arm.
So you went with such vigor with the toilet paper.
Yeah. I had to get back upstairs.
Is this why women go to the bathroom in pairs, is to protect themselves from injuries for mornings?
Just in case of injuries, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. If you can do better, 404-741-0985. It's B98.5, B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Apparently, urgent care is busiest on Thanksgiving weekend. So we've been talking about the dumbest way to hurt yourself. Looking for the single dumbest injury. And Mary in Canton?
I might win this one.
What happened?
Picking up dog poop. I tore my calf muscle.
Sorry. It's not funny.
It ended up, this is how I started 2020. So literally January 4th, and we were supposed to go to England 2 weeks later. I had to cancel the trip. I had to postpone it till April, and then COVID hit, so we never got to go on the trip because of the dog poop.
No.
So what happened was, is I have two dogs. One likes to eat dog poop, which is so gross. So I saw the other dog pooping. I was like, oh, I got to run to pick it up. So I took off to sprint. and I tore my calf muscle.
Oh.
I ended up at the ER. I was on crutches for 6 weeks. I couldn't drive. It was really bad.
Yeah, how does a calf muscle get better?
It just over time. Well, luckily it didn't tear completely. Otherwise, I would have had to have surgery.
Oh.
So there was like a little fraction still hanging on, and it's horribly painful. It's just, I can't even tell you. Like I couldn't work for days. When I finally got back, somebody had to drive me to work.
Wow.
Because I couldn't drive, and all from picking up dog poop.
Mary, how much torque do you start your running with?
Like, a lot. Like, I'm all in on it. Like, I mean,
I've hurt my calves running, but I couldn't imagine tearing it.
Right. Yeah. No, it. Well, yeah, I tore it.
The Black Friday deals at Dick's Sporting Goods are on insane right now. So you get yourself a pair of cleats for cheap.
Oh,
and the next time it happens, you get some good grip. Yeah.
You say that, Drex, as if she still has the dogs. I mean, what did you bring them both to the glue factory or just?
No, oh my goodness, no, they're my fur babies.
It wasn't
their fault. It was mine.
Listen, wheel yourself down to Dick's and go ahead and get those cleats.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way, and here's what's coming up next. Right,
moving on, Kara has info to go in 10 minutes.
You know, we've got some very special elves who are already working overtime to help Santa make some magic this season. I'll tell you what they're doing in Info to Go.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 825. Clouds cooler. Temps actually dropping as the winds pick up today. It was 49 when we got here this morning. It's 45 now, so we're not lying. What's going on, Kara?
You guys still munching away at those Thanksgiving leftovers?
There's so much. Yeah, how can you not?
Well, today is the day to eat it up, freeze it, or throw it out.
Based on what?
Based on it's been cooked and has been in the refrigerator for the last 4 days, and that's when the USDA recommends that you should do something sooner than later.
Drex, you get an extra 4 days. Don't worry.
I don't think so. You know, that smell test isn't always the best route, and the last thing you want to do is make yourself or somebody else sick on leftovers, of all things.
Speaking of the smell test, you know how Jimmy John's advertises, they have signs that say free smells?
Yeah.
I never understood that they were talking about the bread. I never went into a Jimmy John's for the longest time. It was the first time I saw it. I was like, free smells. They let you sniff like the meats before they put them on your sandwich.
Yeah, what did you think you were smelling?
That's what I thought. I thought that they were going to like put the ham over the counter. I could sniff the ham. I was like, I'm not interested in their sandwiches.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
We need a good
Who would advertise free smells? It's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Tad sniffing ham.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I wouldn't.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
All right.
Off the rails. So you guys know that bicycles are pretty much an iconic Christmas present. Mm-hmm. You always remember when you got your first one. Santa brought me mine when I was 5, and it was pink and had a basket with daisies on it. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
What'd you put in the basket?
Any and everything I wanted.
Okay.
So Free Bikes for Kids Foundation in Atlanta has partnered with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, TAPS, and the International Rescue Committee to get bikes to around 120 kids in Metro Atlanta. Help Santa out just a little bit. And they've been getting some big help from some elves over at 3 local Home Depot stores. Jermaine Luke is one of the bicycle assembly volunteers, and he says he wishes he could see the look on all the faces of these kids.
I'll never forget the smile on the face of my kids when they got their first bike. And being able to surprise someone who might not be expecting something like this, it's near and dear to my heart.
My first bicycle was a banana seat bicycle.
Oh, yeah?
And the first time I rode it without the training wheels, I was cruising down a dirt road singing Grease Lightning at the top of my lungs. I flipped over the handlebars and needed stitches.
Oh,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Before or after you were sniffing ham?
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Here's what's coming up next.
All right, it's Cyber Monday. Does Amazon sell it? Ooh. They do, for example, sell a cat butt tissue holder where the tissues come out of the cat's butt for $40.
Oh, my gosh.
For $40, which is crazy. Talk.
Is it on sale today at least?
I would hope. We are going to play a round of does Amazon sell it? There are just a couple of things that they won't sell. So I'll tell you the item and you have to guess, does Amazon sell it or not? That's next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Good morning.
Kara.
Good morning.
It's the 15th anniversary of Cyber Monday today. And Amazon, of course, is your number one clearinghouse for all things that you buy on the internet. They started out just as like books and movies and stuff, and now they've expanded to selling everything. Well, almost everything. So we're going to play a game called Does Amazon Sell It? I'll name the item. You guys try to tell me whether or not Amazon actually sells it or not. Contact lenses. Does Amazon sell contact lenses?
Contact lenses.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, why not?
They do not sell contact lenses. Do they sell goat's milk infant formula? This would be infant formula, but it's made of goat's milk.
Yes.
Like in powdered form?
In liquid
in
form?
In liquid form?
I don't know.
How do you ship that? I say no.
You say no. They do not sell it. You are correct. Does Amazon sell a chicken harness with a leash for your urban chickens?
I would say yes to that.
Absolutely,
of course,
no question.
They do. Yeah. In fact, 38% off right now, a Cyber Monday deal. You can get your chicken harness.
How much?
For $15.99.
Oh,
does
gosh.
It fit around a small child?
Does Amazon sell pickled flavored cotton candy?
It sounds disgusting, so I'm going to say yes, Amazon sells
it. I don't
it.
Think they can guarantee the viscosity of it when it arrives, so I say no.
You would be wrong, Drex. They do sell pickled flavor cotton candy. Finally, does Amazon sell protective finger covers to protect your fingers from Cheetos residue?
Specifically from Cheetos residue?
Any kind of cheesy residue.
Could be used on Doritos.
Sure, Doritos. The nacho cheese. You don't really have to worry about the ranch.
Right.
Well, I mean, is it safe to lick off of that protective finger covering?
Oh, good question.
Yeah. Are they dishwasher safe?
Oh.
There's a lot of questions.
Don't need a dishwasher.
But the most important question, does Amazon sell protective finger covers?
And they better be in my stocking this year.
Amazon does
sell.
Yeah.
They're called cheesy fingers.
Oh, my gosh.
And they are dishwasher safe, and you can buy them for $16.99.
That better be like a 20-pack or something.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.